And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia!
Ronaldo Kyoto now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elis! Albert Elis! La Puerto Rico! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
And away we go. Soccer Matters on the air. Hey, I hope everybody's doing well out there in preparation for the hurricane. Our thoughts are going to definitely be with those in Southeast Texas and Louisiana, but if you've got your prep done, we may be catching a bit of a break, but I don't want to play weatherman here. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And, well, hopefully you tuned in last night and saw what the Houston Dynamo did to Sporting Kansas City. Absolutely ripped them apart, 5-2. First road win in 13 months. There's a lot to chew on in that game and dissect tonight. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Call in tonight, 713-780-3776. I want your opinion tonight. These phone lines are open for you. Lionel Messi leaving Barcelona. Do you think it will happen? I've got some insight. We've also got Jordi Sunyer of TV3 in Barcelona, Spain, who's going to weigh in on this. Do you think he is going to leave Barcelona? Where do you think he should go? 713-780-3776. Bayern Munich winning the Champions League. For me, clearly the better team against PSG. Let's get your thoughts on this historic final. 713-780-3776. And the Dynamo 5-2 over Sporting Kansas City. I want your reaction to that game, because the fingerprints and the subtleties of the way Tab Ramos wants to play soccer came to fruition at Sporting Kansas City. Let's get your thoughts. 713-780-3776 tonight. Call in. I want to hear from you. You always get to hear from me. Well, I want to hear from you. Anything about the broadcast, about the Dynamo performance, about the Champions League, and about Lionel Messi. Is he posturing? Some really interesting things coming out of the whole Lionel Messi situation. He wants to leave Barcelona. Some people have said over there, sources say, it's impossible that he's going to stay. Is it? Could he potentially be using this as a bargaining chip here and playing a little bit of cat and mouse here? He apparently has reached out to Manchester City and Pep Guardiola. There's probably only four or five clubs in the world that can afford him. For me, I would find it sad that he would not finish a Barcelona player. And even Pep Guardiola said he needs to finish as a Pep Barcelona player. Politics, Messi's side is lawyering up. Barcelona's lawyering up. The Messi contract and COVID-19 makes it a bit of a problem. It would be a shame to me if he leaves and does not end up a one-club man. Expected to be a practice on Monday. Read into that what you want. Few clubs in the world can afford him. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776. So, Aaron, let's play the sound from our great friend Jordi Sunyer of TV3 from today. He gave us a bit of an update here. This is about a 3-minute and 26-second soundbite. Here's what Jordi Sunyer in Barcelona told me today.
Well, today has been, a quiet day. I was able to speak to some sources, but apart from Bartomeu, the president, trying to speak this afternoon, evening, Spanish time to Messi, at least according to what our colleagues at Catalunya Radio, Catalan Public Radio, have told. Apart from that, nothing new. Positions are clear by both sides. Messi is leaving, that's for sure. There's no way back at all. And the thing is, Barcelona and also Messi's lawyers are trying to avoid that everything finishes on accord, because if everything finishes in ordinary justice, it will get very long. And of course, Messi wants to play this season. So they will try to solve the situation via FIFA. You know, there's a chamber at FIFA that resolves disputes between clubs for transfer issues and so. Messi's lawyers think then that they can solve the situation through this chamber. And of course, Barca will try, they say they will try to convince Messi to stay, but according to the sources I've got, this will be impossible. And if he doesn't want to stay, they will try to get, Barca will try to get some kind of compensation. I don't know.
TV3 in Barcelona. So we it's shorted out, but we also have we have more from him that I got yesterday that maybe explains the situation even more. Here's the finish of Jordi Sunyer.
I don't know the amount, but something that can relieve the pressure, the economic pressure on Barcelona, because they have lost around 100 million euros due to the COVID-19 crisis. And I think that any amount that can correct the losses because of the COVID-19 would be a good amount. I don't know. Things are still unfolding. Next days, I hope we'll know other things. There's an Argentinian channel, TYC Sports, who broke the news on Messi yesterday, that have told today that he will be at the first training session after holidays. That will be next Monday, August 31st. And also, all players have to pass PCR tests before getting back to normal training again, and that will be next Sunday, the 30th of August. Messi will attend these two appointments, the PCR tests and the training sessions.
So that was Jordi Sunyer. We got more from him. This is incredibly interesting here with Lionel Messi. It's sad to see it get to even this point, and we'll see what happens when everybody lawyers up and what eventually will come out of it. But I want to get your thoughts on it. 713-780-3776. A man leaving Barcelona. He should be a one-club man. We wanted him to be that. Did you want him to be that? Houston Culis, supporters of Barcelona, let's get your thoughts. 713-780-3776. We got Champions League as well, plus the Houston Dynamo. Bill wants to talk about the Dynamo. Bill, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing? I wanted to talk about the game last night. Obviously, we haven't gotten many of those in a long time. It was a great game, great finishing. But what I was wanting to comment on is that I thought the key to the game was the combination in the midfield. You know, I thought that Darwin, Thuram, and Vera were fantastic in possession and igniting the attack, and it was such a free-flowing attack that it made for such a fun game to watch.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Darwin Seren has had two exceptional games in a row. One of the things that I think I would point out here in my conversations with Todd Ramos, he was given a specific role in both games. Against FC Dallas, who sat back, he was to deal with Reggie Cannon getting forward, their right back. So he played on the opposite side of the field in that game. This game, he was to deal with Johnny Russell. Now, I think when a coach gives somebody a singular task, I know this was something that worked with me as a player. It enabled me to focus on the single task, and I probably played better because of that. I thought those two were very good. I think the additional possession from the Dynamo, I think they had about 51% possession on the road. That also takes the pressure off Vera, and a midfield. So if you want to talk about one way of controlling and managing games, it is having good nights of possession. And I think this is part of the reason Todd Ramos is a possession-oriented coach. He wants to control and manage games. He also wants to penetrate with this. But I think a good point, you bring those two out because everybody's pointing to all the goal scorers. But I don't think there was a guy on this night that did not play well. So good point now to Sorin and Vera.
Yeah, and one more point on that was that so many times from like the top of the defensive third or on the defensive side of midfield, the ball was directed to a wide player at the top of the attacking third, and that's where everything just ignited. And it was Vera to me and Sorin that were guys that were making that ball happen.
Well, I mean, we saw Darwin Quintero pick up a lot of balls out wide and create a lot of things. We saw Elise as well. So this was a comprehensive win for the Houston Dynamo, 5-2. It's the first time in quite some time we've seen them win on the road. It's been over a year, and it's the first time in their history they've ever scored five goals in a road game. So thank you for that call, Bill. Thanks for the shout-out there to Darwin Sorin and Matias Vera. Who played very, very well last night. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. So we have Nico Hansen coming on, who had a goal and an assist in this game. Minor Figueroa is going to talk his career in England, MLS, and as the captain of Honduras in World Cups and Olympics. Eddie Robinson will come on the show, the former Dynamo defender, and we'll hopefully get more in from Jordi Sunyer about Lionel Messi, who wants to leave Barcelona. 713-780-3776. Do you think Messi will leave Barcelona? Do you think it's actually going to happen? Also, Champions League. You know what, Aaron? In homage to Bayern Munich, who beat PSG, and I'd love to get people's thoughts on that, let's play the Bayern game-winning goal from Kingsley Coman. We'll get to that in a second here. That was Bayern Munich again winning the Champions League. All right.
Much better penetrating pass, finding Kimmich, finding Gnabry, laid off by Muller. Kimmich again. Chance at the far post, and the header is in by Kingsley Coman. Breakthrough for Bayern Munich, and the goal scorer is a Parisian.
Yeah, and the delivery, if you remember, from Joshua Kimmich, he had absolutely no pressure on him. Absolutely no pressure on him when he got the delivery. And Manuel Neuer made four very, very big saves, a couple with his legs. And if you remember Manuel Neuer, every game he's expected to do that because of the way they play. They will concede chances, and that was why everybody was thinking about Neymar and Mbappe on the break, no question. A lot of people, I was thinking about it but didn't pull the trigger on it. A lot of people took the over on 3.5 goals to be scored. And, well, they ended up. You know what's dangerous when you hear people going, oh, this is a game. It's going to be wide open. There's going to be a lot of goals scored. A lot of times they end up 1-0 games in finals. Now, that said, we had outstanding goalkeeping from both goalkeepers, Keylor Navas, and also from Manuel Neuer. Meanwhile, right now on TV live, Orlando City 1-1 with Nashville. Mueller scoring for Orlando City to tie things up. And Orlando City, by the way, has got fans in there. Anyway, just thought I'd tell you that because I've got my monitor on here at Home Studio FC, Soccer Matters FC at home. So Champions League was remarkable. Alphonso Davies, you have to look at the story of this young man. He's calm, mature. He's 19 years of age. It's ridiculous how mature this guy is as a 19-year-old. And a lot of this is the container of Bayern Munich and being around these veterans and what it means to be a part of that club. I think you have to admire them. It's very easy to sit here and say, oh, they just take all the best players in the Bundesliga. Yeah, maybe they do. You still have to mold it into a team. They still have to have the same sort of culture and wants and desires. And it's remarkable what Hansi Flick has done. He rejuvenated Thomas Müller. It really is pretty incredible. They look like they're having so much fun playing the game. By the way, it looked like the Houston Dynamo were having fun playing the game last night in this environment with Todd Ramos and his staff. So Neuer made the big saves. Kimmich had absolutely no pressure, floated it perfectly to Coman. Thomas Müller again providing important experience. This is a monster win for Bayern Munich. And back to Davies. He got an early yellow card, and everybody was saying, oh, you know, he's, you know, I'm worried about him, he's young. But if you've watched him, he's mature. He doesn't lash out and do very erratic things that you might expect from a 19-year-old. And the way he's accelerated his development in the last 6 months as a left back is unbelievable. Lucas Hernandez got out of the picture. He got the opportunity. Bayern was originally going to use Davies as a wide midfielder. There was a moment in the game where, under all this pressure, he just heads this simple ball back to Neuer. You know, most people would have just lashed it out of there and cleared it. He keeps possession. And that kind of signifies the maturity beyond the years of Alphonso Davies, who, by the way, yes, you can pound your chest a little bit, Major League Soccer. He played for the Vancouver Whitecaps, came from a refugee camp to Vancouver in Canada. And you've seen him in BBVA Stadium score goals for Canada in Gold Cups. So what a story. And then the humility from him after the game. And then as a 19-year-old, you know, makes this statement basically about following your dreams. Man, what a tremendous example this young man is. And yes, we know the off-the-charts athletic ability he has. He's got more than that. I mean, dare I say it, people are calling him the best left back in Europe. I think we want to pull off of that and just allow him to keep going. Mbappe was dulled. He didn't do much. Had a chance or two. Neymar, he was kind of dulled. He had a chance or two. I guess the team culture wins out over individuals. Would that be fair to say with Bayern beating PSG? I think there's nothing wrong with saying that. The depth for Bayern Munich, too. I mean, Coutinho comes in for Gnabry. Gnabry was carrying a yellow. Tolisso for Thiago Silva. Wow. It's a heck of a great game. Heck of a great game. We've been watching a lot of good games lately. A lot of Major League Soccer on tonight, much like last night with the Houston Dynamo. Dynamo, 5 goals. Time ever on the road. First road win since last July. We mentioned that. First win of the season. First ever win for Todd Ramos. How about the smile on his face? It was wonderful. Because we watched that FC Dallas game and we said, you know what? His blueprint is on this team. Possession-oriented. Hard-working. One that's not afraid to take risk and make mistakes. There isn't that air of nervousness around the team because he's taking pressure off players. He's saying, you know what? Mistakes are a part of it. And I think it allows the players to feel freer. And you're going to hear that from Nico Hansen. We're going to ask him about that. So Quintero had 2 goals and an assist. So when we saw Quintero against FC Dallas, we said, okay, here's a man getting a lot of the ball. He's orchestrating the attack. The end product wasn't there. Does it go up in this game? And that's what we posted in our pregame show. We said, is the final third going to be better tonight here? What sort of possession can the Dynamo get on the road? That will be a big piece of it. And those two things came to fruition. And we were critical of the Dynamo the game before because the big players didn't produce the goals in that game. Albert Elise, Quintero. You know, that was a game they should have won. They were the better team, better than FC Dallas. Lo and behold, came through in this game. Unbelievable. Quality goals, fun goals, entertainment. 2 goals and assists for Quintero. Nico Hansen, a goal and an assist in 45 minutes. Elise, a goal and an assist in 45 minutes, who went out with the torso injury. Christian Ramirez, a goal and an assist. So 4 players with goals and assists in this game. You had 12 shots, 8 on target, 51% of the possession. And then you're getting great games from unlikely sources. Darwin Seren, 2nd consecutive game, solid. Nico Hansen comes on. Not easy filling Albert Elise's shoes. Well, he did it in the second half. Driving in, scoring that goal, flicked it with the outside of his foot. I thought he was going to play in Darwin Quintero in that one. All right, so let's get some phone calls. 713-780-3776. You want to talk Dynamo? You more optimistic now about the Houston Dynamo? That first road win? If you've been watching closely, you've seen the Dynamo subtly picking up what the manager wants. Very different team, Tab Ramos said, than we were 171 days ago against Sporting Kansas City in that 4-0 loss. Again, Orlando and Nashville 1-1 right now, 40th minute. Let's get some phone calls, 713-780-3776. Hope everyone is doing well out there. Show's brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. We appreciate their support, John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, any kind of accident you get in. John and his firm will work for you 24-7 nights and weekends. 713-322-HURT, bilingual, DaspitLaw.com. Break time.
ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
This is a great chance for the Dynamo. Hansen is in. It's Quintero, and Hansen has scored. And this is a substitution that has just worked out perfectly for the Houston Dynamo. Hansen gets his first of the year. It is now 3-1. Unbelievable the way they get in behind the Sporting Kansas City defense.
So there you had it. That was Nico Hansen's goal. We're going to have him on in the next segment tonight. There is something coming out here that's very interesting about Lionel Messi. I'm going to tell you that in a second here. But first, a quick word here for, again, the presenting sponsor of the show, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com. Again, we thank John and his firm for presenting this show and our show in Austin as well. Okay, so Rodrigo Fáez, he's a journalist at ESPN, has said that Manchester City are considering offering Lionel Messi a 3-year deal that would then see him move to New York City FC in Major League Soccer. That's feasible. And underneath it, people critical of Messi. Why wouldn't he join Juve with Ronaldo or Milan? He wants to ruin football. They're calling him a coward. I mean, who are these inbreds? I mean, 713-780-3776. Messi in New York for Major League Soccer after playing in England with Manchester City. So that's what they're saying. Yeah. Pretty amazing. You know what I think we'll do? Let's run the Jordi Sunyer piece from last night that gives us even more background on Lionel Messi. Can we do that, Aaron? I think that would be good to get out to the listeners right now. All right, here we go.
A Buda fax is a fax, normal fax. But when you need to send a document which has to have a legal value and you need to send it as soon as possible, you use a Buda fax. So it's like a fax, but with a legal value. You use for sending it the post office, so you use the Spanish state postal service, so it has a legal value. When you have to state something, like it's the case with the transfer request of Leo Messi, you send this kind of official or legal fax, and that gives legal value to the document. That's the thing. Well, the point now is José María Bartomeu, the president, was able to speak to Messi via WhatsApp these last days. He tried to change Messi's mind, but it seems very difficult at the moment. Anyway, Barca will try to change his mind. I insist it's very difficult because even our fellows at the Catalan Public Radio have told that Messi has already called Pep Guardiola to know if there's any possibility of going to Manchester City. Messi has still one more year of contract with Barcelona, and that's what Barca will try to use as a weapon. I don't know if that's the word, but to try to convince him these next days. You'll probably see many social media posts and things like that in Barca official media, trying to create this atmosphere of Leo, we don't want you to leave. You're the best player ever, very important for the fans, for the club. You cannot live like that. This kind of psychological pressure. And the key moment will be next Monday. Barca first team has to start training sessions for the new season on Monday, August the 31st. And if Messi attends the training session, that could be a signal that things maybe in a small percentage can change. If he doesn't attend the training sessions, which is his intention right now, practically sure that nothing can be done and Messi will leave Barcelona. This season has been awful. Many things happened to explain Messi's decision from the beginning of the season. He told in an interview in early September that he was doubting if Barcelona did everything they could to bring back Neymar to Barcelona. Then in February, after Valverde was sacked, Eric Abidal, in another interview, said that he knew that several players were not doing their training sessions correctly. They weren't working as properly as they had to in training sessions, and made some players responsible for Valverde's sacking. And Messi answered via Instagram with a message saying, "Tell names, say the names. It's not a way to put all the pressure on the players." Then, when the pandemic began late March, there was no answer by Barcelona players to the petitions to get a cut on their salaries. And from the club, also all the pressure was put to the players because, as you probably may know, leaks are very normal in Barcelona. Here, there are many, many media outlets who speak about Barcelona, newspapers, radio stations, television, and Barcelona know how to use these media outlets and what they say, what they write, to send messages, indirectly send messages to players or other people surrounding the club. So, The club was leaking that the problem was the players, that they didn't want to get a salary cut. And Messi wrote a statement criticizing all that, saying that the players already agreed to have an important salary cut during the pandemic. In this statement, he criticized the board for putting pressure on the players. Then came losing La Liga to Real Madrid in last game at home against Osasuna, lost 1-2. Messi, after the game, said, "It's impossible that we can win the Champions League if we play like that." In Spanish, Argentinian Spanish, he said, "No nos alcanza, no nos alcanza." This was the sentence. He had a meeting with Quique Setién to try to find some ideas to perform well in the Champions League, but as you saw, it was a total disaster. And after the 2-8 defeat against Bayern Munich, everything exploded. I was able to know this very evening that Messi already told captains Piqué, Busquets, and Sergio Roberto that he was leaving 2 days ago. The three other captains knew 2 days ago that Messi was leaving.
So that's Jordi Sunyer of TV3. That's some fascinating stuff there. Did you hear the part where he talks about Eric Abidal, who's a sporting director? And Abidal comes out claiming that players are not training hard. He's probably claiming also they're not putting out in games to get Valverde fired. Messi fires back to Abidal and says, okay, name the players. Nobody names the players that are trying to do this. Abidal does not. Kiki Setien, he's fired. Eric Abidal has been fired. Bartomeu is still there, probably clinging to his job, being a self-preservationist. And the bottom line is, after listening to Jordi Sunyer of TV3, that Messi went to Sergio Roberto and Busquets and said, basically, I'm leaving. And now we're hearing a lot about Manchester City, that he approached them, spoke to them, and potentially a deal that's going to take him to the Premier League. This is a story that's still going to carry on. 713-780-3776. Inter Miami in Atlanta now has been postponed amid player protest. I'm assuming, yeah, this is similar to what the NBA is doing. So that game's off. Meanwhile, Nashville and Orlando is on, so I'm going to go see what's going on there. That's 1-1 at the half. And then later on tonight, you got FC Dallas at Colorado Rapids. So a number of games here tonight when it comes to MLS, just like the Dynamo. So that was Jordi Sunyer. Very interesting stuff there from him. And, of course, the whole Lionel Messi saga is likely going to continue on. So let's shift it back now. We'll take your phone call, 713-780-3776. We'll shift it back now to the Dynamo and what a great performance that is, because we're going to start going a little heavier on the Dynamo in the next couple of segments here. We've got, as I mentioned, Nico Hansen coming up. We've got Eddie Robinson coming up. And then we'll have Minor Figueroa to close out the show tonight. You're going to really, really like this interview with Figueroa. It's one I completed a few days ago, but it is pretty, pretty amazing when it comes to this career that he's had, his ability to adapt. If you watch Minor Figueroa in the last two games, he's been exceptional. He's been the leader at the center back position. No question. Outstanding. I don't know if you saw last night in the game in the second half where he takes one on the goal line off his chest and it gets flicked up in the air and then he heads it away. But, you know, the Dynamo, the way they managed this game out was wholly impressive. Did not look like it was under duress. It was calm. And they get out of Sporting Kansas City with a 5-2 victory that, you know, Sporting got really ripped apart. And at the end of the game, it was almost as though Peter Vermees might have waved the white flag, putting on a bunch of his younger players. Now, granted, he had put those younger players on in the game prior to help manage a game out. But you know, the Dynamo took care of Gadi Kinda. They took care of Alan Pulido. Pulido did not have a big influence on this game. Russell had a bit of an influence, but, I mean, at the end of the day, that attacking unit that they have, it's very dangerous. Players that possess a bunch of different qualities, they were nullified. And I think another key piece to look at here is the first, you know, 15 to 20 minutes of this game, coming out flying, as always, is Sporting Kansas City. And the Dynamo weathered that period and then just slowly began to take the game over and took it over to the point where, you know, they're scoring a bunch of different goals and different quality goals and ones that were just simply beautiful at differing times of the game, critical times, too. So big thank you to everybody tuning in here tonight. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have more to come here at Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. As we go to break here, just a reminder for you, It's all about real estate agents. Are you tired of paying high commission fees to your brokers? At NB Elite Realty, you can get 100% of your hard-earned commission at closing. Plus, we offer low transaction fees, free investment and training, exceptional support, no hidden fees. You visit nbelitereality.com or call 844-444-NBER for more information on how to join the winning team. Don't wait. Start your journey to financial freedom today with NB Elite Realty, nbelitereality.com. That's the former Houston hotshot, Nebo Bandovich. Now, you saw me post a picture the other day going to the stadium. I had my mask on, given all the offer and comfort and protection you would need. It's one of the big changes we need right now. The Boomer Naturals mask I had on. It's three-layer. It's comfortable. It's breathable mask. It's enhanced with nano silver technology can block the tiny drops and particles from getting into your nose and mouth. They also offer nano silver neck gaiters available in size for adults and children. They're in stock. They're going to ship to you fast. Order them now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Davis. Save 20%. That's code Davis at BoomerNaturals.com. So I've been wearing it down to BBVA Stadium when we're doing our broadcast. We got one in 8 days as well. And when we do that game in 8 days, I'll be having my Boomer Naturals mask on again. It's comfortable, nice material. And I also found them in the stores, in the drug stores. I got another one, bought one. All right, we'll take a break. More to come. Nico Hansen of the Houston Dynamo. Goal and an assist in the 5-2 win. Nico is coming up next.
More talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
We are here for you. La, 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 la.
I'm Tyler Adams, and you are listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Just a quick word here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they're going to represent you 24-7 nights and weekends. They get us on the air. You get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, you might drive an 18-wheeler, you might work in a refinery. Call the Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual, big fans of the Houston Dynamo, big fans of the sport of soccer. Daspit Law Firm is going to bring you a personalized approach. They'll work for you 24-7 nights and weekends. Get that representation you need with the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. And one of the big stars of the Dynamo 5-2 victory at Sporting Kansas City, Nico Hansen, joins us now. Nico, thank you very much. I know you're taking time out to get prepared for the storm and the hurricane, but I appreciate you giving us a few minutes.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this this game and in the context first of the team and what this means to you guys, because you know it's pretty debatable that you guys really have played well enough to win games prior to this, but you finally get that first win. Talk about it in the context of the team.
I mean, for me, it's not a debate. I think we have been playing well enough to win games, but it just hasn't gone our way in that sense. So I think it finally gets to show what our team's about, and it gets to show how we're going to move forward.
So the competition that's been created with Todd Ramos, you know, you have a new coaching regime now. Tell us a little bit about what's making everybody thrive, because you guys look like you're really enjoying playing the game.
Yeah, and I think that's something that Tab really harps on, is having, like, not just have fun, but being confident and being free to play and not feel that you aren't allowed to make mistakes and you aren't allowed to have errors. And I think that really shows in the way that we play, and that guys are confident to play within our system and to play within an organization on the field, but still, you know, create and be creative and be dynamic soccer players.
Nico Hansen joining us. Goal and assist against Sporting Kansas City. Had the wonderful flick with the outside of his foot and then the beautifully weighted pass that led to a goal as well. And we're not pointing fingers here at anybody, but culturally it's different now. Did you feel a little bit more tense, or do you think your teammates did last year to make mistakes in the environment?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak so much for what last year all entailed. I came in late in the season, and I had a few different changes happen pretty quickly. Could definitely tell the environment of the team is growing in the right direction. I think there were some growing pains that we have to go through, but things that can be normal when you're not winning games as much as you'd think you have the talent to. So it can be kind of hard to push past that. So I think we're pushing past that and we're ready to go.
We're in a super high confident moment, but the reality is, like all human beings, soccer players have moments where there might be a little self-doubt that creeps in. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I mean, with anybody and any job and any profession, I think there's self-doubt, but it's how quickly can you acknowledge it and deal with it?
All right, so let's. I want to go through first your goal, because you even tricked the commentator on that one, because I was really prepared that you were going to play in Darwin Quintero, and then you produce this wonderful little flick that you clip up in the air over Melia's, I guess, his left hand with the outside of your right foot. Take me through the goal, and it was wonderfully worked because Ramirez put you in beautifully.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great ball by Christian, first of all. Good Zarek to see him as well. But as soon as I got in behind there, especially with that kind of space, I told myself I was going straight to goal and I was going to score this one. So I think I didn't see anything but glory for myself. I'm happy that, I mean, it would have been probably a little bit of a chewing out by Darwin if I didn't score that myself. But at the end of the day, we get the goal and that's important. I'm happy for myself that I got the goal.
And this is right after you come on in the second half. I mean, it's incredible how quickly you have an impact. And then take me through the ball you delivered for the goal, because, I mean, this was a thing of beauty. I loved watching this on the replay, on the post-game show, and everything on TV. Just absolutely gorgeous ball.
Yeah, I mean, I see him out of the corner of my eye kind of higher up on the line there, and it's always tough to play those balls when there's another defender in front of him there. But I see the space, and after I kind of get in between there, I have to play it at that time, because otherwise the space is going to get too small, and I just – you know, put it into a good area, and he has to be there for it, and he makes a great run and finishes it well.
Yeah, this is tremendous goals in this game. The other thing about Tab Ramos as a manager, what are some of the qualities you like about him? I think from the outside looking in, and he's a guy I've played against many, many moons ago, and I've watched his career and always knew him as such a technical soccer player, so it doesn't surprise me he has you playing the way he does. But what are some of the other things that jump out? He seems to be just a very, very honest up front guy.
Yeah, and I think honesty is an important quality that he does have. And he speaks with no BS, so to speak. You know, he tells you what he wants and he tells you what he needs, and keeps it, you know, keeps it short for you to do your job and do your role. And I think it elevates our team for each guy to know that you have a job and you have a role, and if you do it well, you will be rewarded. I think it just brings our team together even more, because you understand where you need to be and what you need to do.
How fun is it to be a part of this system where there is such a value placed on the ball? There is a value on everybody to, you know, to obviously work with and without the ball, and very quickly in transition, you have to be thinking very differently. But how much fun is it playing in this system? It certainly looked fun last night, but I just think it's very identifiable and becoming more identifiable as the games go by.
Yeah, and I think, you can see from last night's game, and even if you watch some of the other games, we have great moments of that. I think it gets caught up in us not winning the game sometimes. And if we tie or we have lost, the game might get lost on our own side of how well we actually did play. And so I think it's something that we've been playing really well. We've been training it really well, just being comfortable on the ball and being comfortable keeping the ball, especially in tough moments. And guys running off the ball and guys wanting the ball is just as important. I think all in all, like keeping the ball and also running for the ball is something we're working. And I think we've been working since day one in January. It's nice to see it come all together.
Yeah, no question. You know, it looked so close against FC Dallas. I'm saying to myself, okay, does it take the next step up the ladder? And it absolutely did in the 5-2 win, because you got the validation of the goals and putting chances away. The other thing that really jumped out to me, and we're talking to Nico Hansen of the Houston Dynamo, attacker, goal and assist against Sporting Kansas City. I love the way you guys managed the game out. You seemed under control, tremendous use of the ball. It just seemed like a professional finish to that game.
Yeah, and I think that's another point as to how comfortable we are in those, you know, in those moments. You know, we don't concede and saying, you know, we're up 5-2, let's just give them a ball and make them win. We're like, no, let's make them run. Let's keep playing. Let's keep making them, you know, earn a tie or earn a win. But we're going to, like, this is our game and we're going to take it. So I think our game speaks for itself in that aspect as well.
Is it a pretty radical change from last year where you were a counter-attacking team and generally, you know, you didn't win the possession category. Now you've won it two games in a row against two very possession-oriented teams. Is that a pretty radical change in the big picture? It's obvious you're getting it now and people understand and are getting it by the day, the game, the training session. But is that a pretty radical change? Because let's face it, at the end of last year, you guys were a counter-attacking team, no question.
Yeah, and I think it also hasn't changed that much as far as what players we have. I think there's, two different guys since from what kind of lineup was last year. And so when you look at that for itself, I think it's we've had the players and we've had the same talent and the same desire. I think it's just changing that mindset into it. And that's what we've been working on. And it's been phenomenal to see our own growth in that.
Nico Hansen joining us. Nico, it was a strange day yesterday, and I wanted to make this very clear to the people on our TV broadcast that you guys had to take a charter flight at 10:30, go to a hotel. You know, you're running around all day long where normally you'd be resting. You know, mentally your brain has to work when you're flying and getting into cars and going to hotels, then going to the stadium. Then you flew in last night. Take us through that a little bit and how that might have added to the challenge yesterday.
Yeah, I think initially thinking about it, it was going to be, you know, a tough day. I've had a few trips of leaving right after the game, which is no matter what time you come in, it's actually nicer to be able to come home and be home and sleep in your own bed. So that was never really an issue. But, you know, we flew out early in the morning, spent a few hours in a hotel before going to the game. And even after the flight and we got to the hotel and we got to the hotel and then we were going back down to lunch. I remember just, we all kind of were thinking like, this isn't so bad actually, you know, it turned out to be not so bad a trip and everything was very efficient. And, you know, as you said, it like kind of keeps you on your mind, keeps you on your toes, but it didn't actually, it was just a couple hours on a plane, eat, rest, and then get ready for the game. And I would say I preferred it. Honestly, it was just a quick day, rather than a weekend trip.
Now, what time did you guys arrive home?
I think we got in at around 1:32 a.m.
Oh, yeah. That's a good long day, but it must have been a nice plane ride home. I'm sure a few people were asleep too, right?
That plane ride home always feels better when you have a win under your belt. So that's when you come home with 3 points, the plane ride isn't so bad.
So last one before I let you go. I mean, obviously the goal for you, you want to be a starter. This is a great way to take an opportunity and prove something to a coach. You got the minutes down in the MLS's back tournament as well. And new additions coming to the team. The reality is there's a lot of competition being created, huh?
Yep. Yeah. And that's something that, you know, like I said, the Tab just is honest about. He's like, there's always going to be competition and you have to keep developing and you have to keep wanting to have the drive and desire to be better. And you never know when a new guy can come in or what may happen. So I think it adds more depth, it adds more quality, it adds more, you know, raising the level of the entire team when you add more players that are going to help. So I think it's only a positive, but it is also going to be more of a challenge for everybody as a whole, but it'll be good for the team.
Nico, thank you so much for your time. Stay safe tonight. Congratulations on a very, very impactful 45 minutes. Great goal, great assist, and all the other things you did during your time in the second half. And we appreciate you coming on the program again.
Yep. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. That's the one and only Nico Hansen, goal and assist against Sporting Kansas City. His interview is brought to you by Lustau Vermouth. Don't forget Lustau Vermouth. Get a little Spain in your life. Lustau Vermouth, fun, whether over ice with tonic water, club soda, or paired in a gin and tonic with a little break of the orange peel and a few drops of lime juice. Lustau Vermouth, ask for it at your local liquor store, LUSTAU. And Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway in the Markey Entertainment Center. 18 TVs, big screens, Houston Liverpool supporters group home, our good friend Peter at Hugh O'Connor's. We'll take a break. More to come.
ESPN 97.5.